From the Vigilant Fox, hell freezes over. CBS News fact checks LA. Mayor Karen Bass from debate says Spencer Pratt was right. This article originally appeared on the Gateway Pundit and was republished with permission. Guest post by Mike LaChance. Something has shifted in the race for mayor of Los Angeles after Spencer Pratt's amazing performance in the debate earlier this week. Even CBS News has done a fact check on incumbent Democrat candidate Karen Bass, something that is usually reserved for Republican candidates. It's extremely rare for the media to call out a Democrat candidate in this way. John Nold writes at Breitbart News, here is a partially edited transcript from the debate that's relevant to the first CBS News fact check about the mayor's epic mishandling of the 2025 Palisades fire that destroyed nearly 7,000 structures and killed 12 people. Spencer Pratt, a lot of people talk about climate change and hurricane force winds. The fact check had mostly to do with claims made about the wildfires, which are clearly going to play a much larger role in this race than Democrats were hoping. The winds in the Pacific Palisades never reached higher than 40 mph. For those first 6 hours, they didn't go above 27 miles per hour. The whole point of this exchange is that Bass is running around blaming the fire on climate change. Karen Bass, he talked about the winds, that is just completely inaccurate. If that were accurate, then the planes would have been able to fly. And so if the winds reached close to 100 miles an hour and the planes were unable to fly, Pratt, yes, she mentioned me. So this is, she's an incredible liar. Everyone on their phones, Google it. 40 weather stations in the Pacific Palisades. It never went above 40 miles per hour. She is referencing the Altadena fire. Biased leftist moderator, I have to interrupt you. No name calling, please. Pratt, yeah. But no name calling? She just lied, though. No more lying. We need the truth. Here's the CBS News fact check. Weather modeling reviewed for my reporting shows winds in the Palisades during those first several hours of the fire were, in fact, under 40 miles per hour. Planes could and did fly. Stronger winds intensified later in the evening. And that distinction matters because the earliest hours of a wildfire are often the most critical for containment. Here's the video. Pratt should win this election, and if the voters of Los Angeles have any common sense, he will. Copyright 2026 The Gateway Pundit.